This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel, and here is the least surprising news in the nation's capital. The Washington Nationals are in last place. That's where they usually are. But there is some hope for Nationals fans. This week, they signed their second straight top draft pick, a player many observers believe could be a major league superstar soon. Sports writer Stefan Fatsis joins us now, as he does most Fridays. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Robert.
And the Nationals could be doing all right. They signed Bryce Harper, 17 years old. Tell us about him.
Well, he's a catcher who could be converted to an outfielder. He's so talented that Sports Illustrated put him on its cover last year when he was a high school sophomore, and they put him on the cover under the headline, Baseball's Chosen One. Now, Harper wanted to get to the professional baseball as quickly as possible to make himself eligible for the pro draft a year early. He finished high school, enrolled in junior college, tore that up, signed with the baseball super agent Scott Boras, and this week the Nationals gave him a contract that could be worth at least $9.9 million, a record amount for a non-pitcher and a record amount for a 17-year-old. The Nationals say he's fast-tracked to the majors. 2012 or 13 would be my guess.
But he was drafted more than 2 months ago, and the deal to sign him happened just before a deadline, after which Harper would have returned to the draft in a year.
Yeah, at the last minute, literally, the agreement was reached anywhere from, I've read, 22 to 26 seconds before a midnight deadline on Monday. A year ago, same thing. The Nationals and their top pick, Steven Strasburg, a pitcher, reached a deal a reported 77 seconds before the deadline. But these kinds of negotiations could soon be a thing of the past. Baseball is going to have a new collective bargaining agreement that will take effect after the 2011 season. One of the changes could be a slotting system for draft picks, a specific amount for each player taken at each position. It's been a long-time goal of team ownership to rein in astronomical bonuses for untested players, many of whom don't fulfill their promise and don't fulfill that big early bonus, that contract.
When you say for each position, you mean each position they're picked in the draft?
Number one, two, three, four, five. All the way down to the bottom of the first round.
Speaking of contracts, the New York Mets are attempting to void the contract of their closer, Francisco Rodriguez, also known as K-Rod. K-Rod was arrested and he injured himself in a fight, I gather, with the father of his girlfriend.
Yeah, in the family lounge of Citi Field, their stadium in New York, and the stories dominated the New York tabloids, of course. The Mets suspended Rodriguez for 2 days, but then the pitcher revealed that he had injured his hand in the fight, has had to have surgery, placed on the disqualified list, meaning he's out for the season, and his contract flipped from guaranteed to non-guaranteed. Now, Rodriguez is still owed $3 million for the rest of this year. It is very difficult to void a contract here. The players' union already has said it's going to fight the Mets' attempt to do so.
You mean the Mets can't just say, you destroyed your own hand, therefore we're not going to pay you, through your foolishness in fighting with your girlfriend's father?
No, they can't. I mean, they can try to do it, but union rules are pretty strict and they defend the player pretty strongly.
Well, the measure of the Mets season is that the only team doing worse than they are in the National League East is the Washington Nationals, we've talked about already. Who in baseball is doing well this year without having one of the huge payrolls like the Yankees or the Red Sox?
Now, two teams come to mind, the Texas Rangers and the San Diego Padres. They're both in first place in the Western divisions. The Padres have a $40 million payroll, second lowest in baseball. The Rangers, $55 million. The Padres don't have any stars the way the Rangers do. They have outfielder Josh Hamilton there and a new ownership that's pledging to spend more money. But San Diego's got young pitching, leading the league in multiple categories there. They've won 9 of their last 10. The Rangers just lost 4 in a row to Tampa Bay, but they have a commanding lead in their division. We'll see if both of these teams can hang on through September.
That's Stefan Fatsis, who talks with us about sports and the business of sports on Friday. Stefan, have a great weekend.
You too, Robert. Thanks.